This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Marisa Lagos, in for Madeline Brandt.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lamb sauce?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15-minute bake-off, queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom! Flames.
Bam! That's a little bam right there.
Pie.
Passover begins tonight, and of course we're highlighting a staple that is served during the Jewish holiday. Evan Kleiman, host of KCRW's Good Food, is here with a recipe for gefilte fish. Hey, Evan.
Hi.
So I feel like this gefilte fish can be a little controversial. Some people really love it, and others are a bit turned off. Can you explain what it is, why it might inspire such strong feelings?
I feel that gefilte fish is to Jewish people what Spam is to a whole diaspora of people who love it. It is an inside food that is beloved by some and freaks others out, which I find very funny because really it's just the fish version of a meatball. It's a dumpling, basically a fish dumpling that's poached in a rich fish broth. It's usually served chilled with a cooked carrot coin as a garnish. And the word gefilte means stuffed. It was originally made by taking this fish mixture and stuffing it back into the fish skin and either poaching it or baking it. The thing that makes people uncomfortable is they see the jars of gefilte fish with the jellied fish broth, which is something that in this century people are just not used to seeing. It's really just ground fish dumpling poached in fish broth.
All right. Well, how would you describe what it tastes like? And are there different types of gefilte fish?
There is. This type that I've just explained, the Ashkenazi version, has a very mild taste. It's made with freshwater fish. And it is made just as when you make meatballs, you mix in eggs and you mix in breadcrumbs. We mix in matzo meal, some onions, some carrots. And so it is a very mild tasting dumpling. But because we're a people in diaspora, wherever we go, we tend to take ingredients from where we are and techniques. And so it's made in many different ways around the world. My favorite recipes are when the fish mixture is cooked in either a Moroccan tomato sauce, similar to what you would use for a shakshuka, or my favorite, the Mexican Veracruzana way I learned from Patty Ginich.
I'm not going to have to try that. My dad's a huge Veracruzana fan. and now I'm getting hungry. So tell us a little bit more about the recipe you brought today. How would we make this at home?
So most types of gefilte fish rely on the same base. Just like there's a template for making meatballs, there is a template for making fish balls or dumplings or patties, whatever you want to call it. So it's finely chopped fish or ground, onion, carrot, that are bound together using egg or egg white and matzo meal, which is basically cracker crumbs. And then it's seasoned with salt and pepper, and depending on where you're from, maybe a little sugar. From there, the variations start. You can take that basic mixture and you can bake it. You can form it into patties and saute it. Patty sauce is made like any other Veracruzana sauce. It's tomatoes and then the addition of pimento stuffed green olives, capers, and pepperoncini. A couple of tablespoons of ketchup, which adds that kind of sweet sour profile that's really common in Jewish cuisine. And then after you make the sauce, you simply slide your fish balls into it and poach them until they're done, which is pretty quick.
Yeah. So do you need to use fresh fish? Can you use frozen fish? Is this something where you would get the fish and then cut it up yourself? How do we go shopping for this?
For us in our modern lives, there's a really good cheat to know, and that is that every kosher market and some grocery stores that have really robust kosher sections have this gefilte mixture already made. There are loaves of it in the freezer section that you can buy, where it's packaged just like you might see ground turkey or ground chicken. You'll see ground gefilte fish mixture. And then you could do whatever you want with it. I interviewed cookbook author Hani Apfelbaum last week, and she shared a recipe in which she adds a little bit of fresh ginger to that pre-made mixture, as well as a little bit of curry powder, and then she forms them into like patties and sautés them. As usual, I have a lot of different recipes for yeah. you to check out.
A lot of options here. If you're doing the more traditional route, how long would you let them cook?
I'd say a half hour at the most. You know, you want to get your sauce up to temperature or your broth up to temperature, and you slide in the dumpling, cover, and just let it bubble away. And then after about 20 minutes, you'll want to test one just to take a look.
And if you don't want to eat them right away or you want to get a jump on things, like, is this something you could freeze and reheat later?
Well, they'll stay for easily for a couple days. And this is also something you don't have to serve hot. They're equally good hot, cold, or at room temperature. So that All makes right. serving them much easier.
Yeah. And if you don't want to or don't have time to make your own gefilte fish, is it possible to still get it? Or is it too late?
I poked around various places that are known for doing something different every year, and they're already sold out. Most delis will have them. I'm not sure if they make them there or if they're just out of the jar. You would have to ask.
All right. Hopefully folks will report back. Before I let you go, Evan, let us know what is on Good Food this week.
Well, with Easter on the horizon, we talked to an author about raising backyard chickens and about eggs. She wrote a marvelous book called Under the Henfluence. We also talked to a Romanian cookbook author who shares her recipes for Easter baking. Mm. And LA Times restaurant critic Bill Addison visits us to talk about a Persian pop-up he's really enjoying in Echo Park.
That's Evan Kleiman, host of KCRW's Good Food. You can listen on Saturday mornings at 10 and wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks, Evan.
Thank you, Marisa.
That does it for today on Press Play. Tune in tomorrow for your weekend film reviews. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at KCRW Press Play. You can tweet at us, tell us what you like or what you want to hear more of. And you can download or subscribe to the Press Play podcast at kcrw.com/pressplay or wherever else you find your podcast. I'm Marisa Lagos, in for Madeline Brand. Thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.